Welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. I'm Bruce Edwards. Today, grants to provide debt relief destined for the three countries hit by Ebola.
An important part of the motivation for these grants is these countries are in the front line fighting an epidemic, partly on their own behalf, and partly in effect on the part of the international community, because we all are threatened by Ebola.
The IMF has created a new trust fund to help poor countries deal with a broader scope of natural disasters. The new Catastrophe Containment and Relief Trust, in first order, will provide $100 million in grants to Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone to help them in their ongoing Ebola relief efforts. The trust will be a permanent feature and will issue grants to provide debt relief to low-income countries recovering from a natural disaster or trying to prevent a public health epidemic from spilling into other countries. I discussed the new trust with Sean Nolan, who oversees the IMF's low-income country work. So how does the new Catastrophe Containment and Relief Trust work? And what does it mean to those countries that are currently struggling with Ebola?
Now, the fund has been providing significant financial support to the three countries through existing loan arrangements. And then on top of that, there was a disbursement to the three of $130 million in total. In September, there will be disbursements on the order of $160 million in such loan assistance in February. So that has been the immediate response of the fund to get money into the government's account where it can be used immediately for financing health worker salaries, et cetera, et cetera. What we have done in creating this new trust is really to expand the old trust so that it can handle this different kind of disaster, a disaster where the issue is containing and preventing a catastrophe rather than responding to a catastrophe. The new trust has this two windows, one for dealing with earthquake-style events as before, and now a new window for providing grants to countries to help them in dealing with the public health crisis.
So my understanding is the grants provided under this trust will go towards covering the cost of servicing their loans. How does that translate into dollar amounts?
As the trust is structured, we would expect that the window would be in a position to finance grants to the three countries on the order of a collective amount of about $100 million. The scheme, the financing scheme that's in place, being put in place through this trust, the objective is to lower the burden of debt that's been created for the country as it seeks to battle with the epidemic. We are lending money through our regular facilities, our rapid credit facility in particular. But that's money that has to be repaid. And the purpose of the grants that are being provided under this via this new trust is to limit that debt burden, freeing up resources for development purposes in the future rather than having to assign those resources to debt service. This will be a separate $100 million that will be used to reduce the debt burden associated with all this borrowing.
How is this debt relief proposal related to the G20 call in November for the IMF to provide more resources to countries that are struggling with Ebola?
Well, I think the international community as a whole made it clear, both by its own actions, individual countries' actions in terms of providing assistance, and also through our lending, through World Bank lending, or World Bank grants, etc., made clear that it was taking the Ebola crisis very, very seriously. The G20 call had two parts to it, actually. One was to work hard to provide additional resources to the three countries directly affected. And a second one was to look forward and say, well, how would we handle situations like this in the future? Because as many people have underscored, in our super globalized world, the risk of epidemics that are highly localized going viral is quite high. And it's something that we can't assume happens every 100 years and that we need to be prepared for. So they were the two elements of the G20 call. This proposal, in a sense, is one element of the fund's response. The bigger element, of course, is providing more money, as I said, providing more loans in the money, the $160 million extra that I've described, which will be dispersed in the coming months. This is a second part of that initiative, the grants that indeed make that package of loans much, much cheaper. Now, when I say much, much cheaper, IMF lending to low-income countries is at a zero interest rate. So what I mean by much cheaper is that the repayment cost, the amount of the loan that needs to be repaid, is in effect significantly reduced.
How long does it take to disperse additional loans, or grants in this case? And will this trust provide the means to get the money out any faster?
The special advantage that the IMF has over other international agencies in responding to disasters is the ability to provide financing, to provide loan financing really fast. Our procedures take time. In an emergency, everything can be accelerated and money is quickly transferred to the country. Other agencies will be delivering projects, they'll be building hospitals, delivering medical supplies and personnel. That's not our area of expertise. Our area of expertise is getting funds out quickly. The grant assistance, as I said, is to, in a sense, strengthen the country's medium-term position to ensure it's not overburdened with debts created by fighting the pandemic. And a really important part of the motivation for these grants is that these countries are in the front line fighting an epidemic, but in a sense, they're fighting an epidemic partly on their own behalf and partly, in effect, on the part of the international community. Because we all are threatened by Ebola. We all instinctively know, wow, we have a problem, not just a humanitarian problem, but a genuine, we, the wider world, have a problem. And that's why I think there's such a strong emphasis here on providing especially generous assistance.
So how will this new trust be funded?
It will be funded from two core sources. One is there is an existing trust fund, the post-catastrophe debt relief, the monies that were left over that are still in the trust after the provision of assistance to Haiti. And there are also two accounts that are linked to the MDRI initiative, the provision of debt relief to countries under the HIPIC process, which is now largely complete. So these trust funds we are planning to consolidate into a single trust fund. That will certainly more than allow us meet the needs of financing the proposed assistance to Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. But to sort of set this trust up in a manner that allows it operate over time, facing future disasters, we need more money. We need, I think, our estimates on the order of $140 million. And we'll be asking our membership to allocate funds to the trust fund to build up the balance to the kind of level we think is needed.
That was Sean Nolan talking about the IMF's new Catastrophe Containment and Relief Trust. You can learn more about the trust at imf.org. And if you'd like to hear more podcasts like this one, go to soundcloud.com/imf-podcasts.